probably the number one question that everyone has asked is how bad you think this is going to be. That is the question that I think every provider, not just in Southeast Kansas, but across the United States has been asked, you know, how bad is this going to be? And the scary answer to that is that we don't really know. We don't have an answer as to how bad this is going to be, because we're still finding that people are not practicing, you know, safe social distancing, trying to restrict their movements. You know, there was a report that I read yesterday that college-age students are planning get-togethers to try to find somebody that's infected and then have a party so they could all become infected and just get this over with as fast as possible. So there's scary things like that that we just don't have a good grasp on really controlling this at the moment. And there's no herd immunity to this. So this is a brand new virus that's out there. This has, you know, just been seen since December when it started in China. And this could have started anywhere, to be honest. It just happened that that's where the virus mutated at that time to its new form and then, you know, became extremely infective. When you don't have anybody that's had this before, it just makes it very, very dangerous and very deadly. So the long and short of it is we don't know. The model predictions are showing it could be really, really severe, or, you know, we could kind of stay like we are. In Southeast Kansas, you know, I think every facility, and especially here where we're at, I know exactly what we're doing, and we're preparing for the worst case scenarios that are entire hospitals full and that we're taking care of really sick patients, but we hope that doesn't happen.